Hello friends, we now commence with the Competition Commission of India. Here is a body to give you a glimpse on this chapter, wherein the central government is authorized to establish a commission which looks into any unfair trade practices or any restrictive trade practices which were with the MRTP, that is the Monopolies Restrictive Trade Practices Act earlier, has now been shifted to the Competition Commission of India. We now proceed with the various intricacies and aspects of the Competition of India. Commencing with the Commission, its establishment, meetings of the Commission, appearance before the Commission, power of the Commission to regulate its own procedure, and restrictions on disclosure of information under Section 57. I'll just give you a highlight on the main aspects here. Establishment. The central government is empowered to establish a commission called the CCI, which is the Competition Commission of India. It has its head office at New Delhi and is permitted to have its other branches at various other places. The commission is a body corporate. What do you mean by a body corporate? It has an entity of its own, having a common seal, and enjoys perpetual succession. It has the capacity to hold and dispose of property, enter into contracts in its own name. It can sue and be sued in its own name. And therefore, the Competition Commission is a body corporate under the Competition Act. This commission has a chairperson and has not less than minimum 2 and max 6 members. These members are all professionally qualified persons with 15 years of professional experience. The chairperson and the members are its lifetime members, having a tenure of 5 years, and their retirement is around 65. The entire proceedings of the commission is under the direction, superintendence and control of the chairperson of the Competition Commission. At the same time, I would like to have you informed, my dear friends, that we have an important official called the Director General, who is also empowered and is given authority to investigate into various aspects of competition and shall have the same powers that are bestowed on it as per the Competition Commission. The Director General has deputy, assistant, joint directors under his control, who work and function under the direction of the Director General. Now coming down to meetings of the Commission under Section 22. The meetings of the Commission shall be held as per the discretion of the chairperson, and the time and venue as well as the agenda is decided as per the provisions of this Act. The quorum for this meeting shall be minimum 3. It is usually presided by the chairperson and in his absence by the senior most member. Any decision at this meeting is decided by a majority of votes, and in case there is a tie, that is equality of votes by either party, there is a casting vote by the chairman or, as the case may be, on the senior member. Coming down to appearance before the commission. In case there is any kind of adverse competition or abuse of dominant position, any person, any enterprise, or even the Director General is permitted to appear on his own or may request any chartered accountant, a company secretary, or a lawyer to appear on his behalf. As far as the powers of the Commission are concerned under Section 36, there are four important powers. Rule number one says, the Commission shall be guided by the principles of equity, fair play and natural justice in taking any decisions as far as important matters are concerned. The Commission, subject to the provisions of the Act, with the concurrence of the central government, shall lay down its own procedure, duration and hearing as far as any decisions before the Commission are concerned. Rule number two. The Commission shall have all the powers as a civil court. The civil court under 1908 has got five important powers, which are as follows. Issuing summons and enforcing the attendance of any person. Secondly, it can receive evidence on the basis of an affidavit. It shall require the production of important documents before it. The Commission shall issue any important orders for enforcing the attendance of any witnesses. It shall requisition, that is, call for or request for any public records or documents from any public office wherever the need be. And finally, can dispose of any applications or any suits and decide ex parte in case the party is not available. Finally, the Commission is permitted to ask any person or enterprise to furnish any important records or documents before the Director General for his scrutiny, so that the observations by the Director General can be put forth before the Commission. Restrictions on disclosure of information. Just before we move down to that, the power of the Commission, as we have already said, it has the review powers also. Supposing an aggrieved party is not very happy with the decisions, he has the right to put forth an appeal before the Commission, and the Commission, by a period of 30 days, is required to have any order rectified to the best possible extent, favoring the appellant. Restrictions on disclosure of any information. No information which is put forth by any person before the Commission shall be disclosed by the Commission to any third party without the permission of the enterprise or person concerned. We now move down to the powers, duties and functions of the Commission. Duties of the Commission. The duties of the Commission are fourfold, which is the preamble of this Act, namely, to eliminate any practices having adverse effect on competition, to promote and sustain effective competition, to protect the interest of consumers and ensure freedom of trade to all participants, particularly in the Indian market. We now move to a very important area. Now, before I move down to reference by a statutory authority, I would just like to have a mention under the duties that the Commission is empowered to enter into any agreement with any foreign authority as far as eliminating competition is concerned, with the prior approval of the central government. The Commission requests all private party or private players to initiate effective competition so that there is consistency and continuity. And therefore, for example, in Alisha Rail Infrastructure Company Limited versus the Ministry of Railways, the Commission advised to the railway authorities, railways, kindly see to it that whenever you make tariff changes, do not make it frequently so that it is necessary to sustain competition and any kind of unfair deceptive practices. We now move to reference by a statutory authority to the Commission. In the course of its proceeding, supposing any person is of the opinion that any decision taken by a statutory authority is in contravention of the provisions of the Competition Act 2002, he requests for a reference to be made to the Commission. Or the statutory authority on its own suo moto means on its own, has the authority to refer the matter to the Commission. The Commission is required to give its verdict within a period of 60 days, that is 2 months, whereby the statutory authority will alter its findings and give the decisions accordingly. Section 21A is the opposite version, whereby if there is a reference by the Commission to the statutory authority, supposing any person is aggrieved by the order of the Commission, he shall ask the Commission to refer the matter to any statutory authority. So, either the Commission on its own or with a reference shall put up the matter before any statutory authority. The statutory authority, on the basis of the scrutiny of the matter, is required to give a decision within a period of 60 days and put forth its findings before the Commission. We shall now look into the abuse of dominant position and the powers of the Commission with regard to an enterprise in a dominant position. The Commission is required to look into the following 10 important areas or aspects. Number one, what is the size of the enterprise enjoying a dominant position in the relevant market or in the relevant product areas? So both the geographical as well as the product and its dominance is required to be observed. Secondly, what is the size of the enterprise and its resources? The size of the competitors and whether they are actually eliminated or deprived. Fourthly, what is the economic advantage that the dominant position or the enterprise enjoys over its competitors? The extent of integration of vertical agreements entered by the enterprise. The dominance or the patronage enjoyed by consumers. Is this dominant position enjoyed due to a statutory authority or due to the fact that it comes under a public sector? Eighthly, are there any barriers to the entry of various other competitors due to high cost? Any technical, financial, marketing constraints for entering into the market? Ninthly, the overall market structure and size of the market. And tenthly, finally, the social cost and the social obligations. What is the extent of the advantage that the enterprise has over the overall economic development and its relevance in the Indian scenario? We now move into the inquiries into combinations by the Commission. Whenever the Commission has observed that there is a merger, there is an acquisition, there is an amalgamation, the Commission is required to observe whether any such combination would have an adverse effect on the competition in the Indian scenario. And for these purposes, the inquiry is required to be immediately made before 1 year, because no inquiry shall be made after a lapse of 1 year after the combination comes into effect. The Commission shall look into the following 8 areas: the actual and potential competition, the extent to which any barriers have been created for competitors, the availability of substitutes in the market to capture the patronage of consumers. Fourthly, the extent to which the combination is in a position to influence the price structure and profit margins, the market share of the combination and the parties to the various combinations, the extent of any vertical integrations, the extent of patronage enjoyed by consumers, and the overall advantage that these combinations may have over the relevant market and the economic development of the country as a whole. We now move into investigation of combinations under section 29 and 30. If there is an alleged contravention of the provisions of the Act, and here the Commission has made an observation on its own, or due to any notice or any information which has been put forth by any person or enterprise, the Commission is required to take immediate notice of this notice or information. The Commission, in such an eventuality, shall call the parties to the combination and provide a show cause notice, asking these parties to give their version within a period of 30 days. In the meanwhile, he requests the Director General to give a report on the findings on the basis of the versions or explanations given by the parties to the combination. After a lapse of 7 days, that is 1 week, the Commission requests the parties to have the publication of their version within a period of 30 days so that it is put forth into the public domain. The Commission now requests any member of the public or any person who has been adversely affected to file his written objections by way of a written suit against the party concerned within a period of 15 days. After a period of 15 days, the Commission collects all the relevant information and is required to take an adequate decision and close the matter within a period of 45 days. In the event of any kind of anti-competitive agreements outside India, is it going to be affecting the market in India, having an adverse effect? If so, the agreement may be outside India. There may be an abuse of the dominant position by an enterprise outside India. The party could be staying outside India. There could be any enterprise having any kind of vertical agreements outside India. But all this will have its impact into the relevant market in India. If that is so, what will be the procedure for inquiry under such circumstances? Section 26 lays down that in the event of such a competition taking place, the Commission is required to immediately take note of the same, and whether it does on its own motion or on its own reference or with a reference laid down by the central or the state government, the Commission is required to make an inquiry immediately, whereby the first procedure would be to ask the Director General to investigate the matter. On the basis of the information that he has collected earlier, if the Commission is of the opinion that there is no adverse effect He immediately closes down the matter and gives a report to the central or the state government. Supposing there is a matter for investigation and the Director General has laid down that there is no basic contravention of the provisions of the Act, he requests the parties to give their objections or suggestions, if any. If these findings are taken into consideration, the Commission gives a favourable order. If there is any contravention of the provisions of the Competition Act, in the event of anti-competitive agreements or abuse of dominant position, or in the event of any combination which violates the provisions of the Competition Act, the Director General refers the matter to the Commission, and the Commission is required to have a complete insight and scrutiny and decide the matter as it deems fit to the earliest possible extent. We now move into the last area, which is penalties, that is, punishments levied in the event of contravention of the provisions of the Competition Act. To commence, for contravention of orders of the Commission, Section 42 and 42A. Now, this talks about a fine of max 25 crores in the event of the default being continued. The penalty initially would be a sum of rupees 1 lakh for non-compliance per day and a max of 10 crores. But if any person or enterprise continues to commit a default by not complying with the orders of the Commission, the fine shall be 25 crores and there is an imprisonment for 3 years. For failure to comply with the directions of the Commission and the Director General under Section 43(1), there is a penalty of 1 lakh per day that the default continues, with a maximum up to 1 crore. Imposing penalty for non-furnishing of information on a combination. When any enterprise which is proposing to enter into a combination doesn't disclose the information to the Competition Commission, the Commission is entitled to levy a fine which can be 1% of the total turnover or assets, whichever is higher. For making any false statement or omissions to furnish material information, that is, whenever there is important information which is vital, which is sought to be a false statement deliberately made, or there is any kind of a concealment which is deliberately done, there is a penalty which is not less than 50 lakhs up to a max of 1 crore. For offences in relation to furnishing of information, Section 45 again explicitly lays down, in the event of a false statement or omitting to state material facts knowingly or willfully altering or suppressing. Suppressing means to conceal deliberately without disclosure, or destruction of any important document which is required to be furnished, there is a max penalty up to the extent of 1 crore. When can the Commission impose a lesser penalty? As regards any seller, producer, trader, if he is in a position to disclose all vital information and he comes out on his own with regard to any material facts, the Commission at its own discretion imposes a lesser penalty. Contravention by companies. If there is any contravention by any company under the Companies Act 2013, persons who are responsible, such as the director, the manager, the company secretary, shall be punishable and a fine shall be levied as per the discretion of the commission. Competition advocacy. To sum it up now, under Section 49, the central government often makes a reference to the Competition Commission on important vital areas as regards adverse competition in the relevant Indian market. The Competition Commission is required to give its opinion within a period of 60 days, which opinion may not be necessarily binding on the government. But however, the task on the part of the Competition Commission is to advocate. That is, it provides an area of awareness as regards competition. What will be the impact of adverse competition? What will be the abuse of a dominant position? And to what extent combinations in the area of acquisitions, mergers or amalgamations are likely to adversely affect the economic development, and any training to be imparted on competition issues is the task of the Competition Commission. I hope we have had a thorough insight into the various areas under the Competition Act, wherein we had spoken about what exactly is competition all about. It is two firms or two sellers coming together to try to capture the area of a third party by having a bargain which is suitable to them. So therefore, trying to bargain with a third party to capture the market is what we spoke about. Further, entering into anti-competitive agreements and the abuse of dominant position along with combinations, and the role of the Competition Commission, which plays a very vital role in advocating competition in the Indian scenario. Thank you very much.